From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and expressed mixed reaction to President Barack Obama's intention to lift economic sanctions on her country. Aung San Suu Kyi held separate talks with prominent members of the House and Senate. Sanctions played prominently in those discussions, according to several lawmakers who spoke with VOA.
The message was clear that Burma is a different country today than it was when those sanctions were imposed, and the president's taken action to ease those sanctions.
That's Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee. Cardin stressed that America's attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that influence can be exerted more with carrots rather than sticks. Not everyone is in agreement, however, that lifting sanctions is the right thing to do.
I think the president acted unilaterally in a way that was unfortunate, but we'll continue to see what happens going forward.
That's Senator Cory Gardner. He's chairman of the Subcommittee on East Asia and Pacific. At the White House on Wednesday, Obama cited Myanmar's remarkable social and political transformation as he signaled his administration's readiness to lift sanctions. Several people are missing and at least 8 people have been killed by Typhoon Meranti, which lashed much of southeastern China and Taiwan. The storm, which hit the Chinese mainland early Thursday, is the strongest typhoon to hit the region in decades and the strongest so far this year anywhere in the world, according to the official Xinhua News Agency. Hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated ahead of the storm, and dozens of flights and train services have been canceled. From Washington, you're listening to The Voice of America. I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA. A group of British lawmakers have strongly criticized the intervention by Britain and France in 2011 that led to the ouster of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The report from the British Parliament's Foreign Affairs Select Committee said that a lack of planning for the aftermath meant that Libya quickly descended into chaos, with rival militants battling for power and the terror group Islamic State gaining an increasing foothold in the country. In Washington, the State Department echoed that the power vacuum facilitated the disorder that followed the fall of Gaddafi. State Department Deputy Spokesman Mark Toner said that not enough was done to secure Libya and to help the new government stand on its feet. More than 120 ocean conservation projects, including nearly $2 billion in global pledges and commitments, are being announced at a major maritime conference. Officials say the measures will affect more than 2 million square kilometers in new or expanded marine protected areas around the world. VOA correspondent Steve Herman has details from the State Department, where the event is being held.
President Barack Obama, speaking at the Our Ocean Conference, announced the establishment of the first national marine monument in the Atlantic Ocean, following on his action last month expanding a similar zone off the Hawaiian Islands in the Pacific. The president told government ministers from numerous countries and other international delegates a lot more needs to be done as the chemistry of the ocean changes and sea levels rise, threatening to sink livelihoods and entire communities.
I know that in a contest between us and the oceans, eventually the oceans will win one way or the other. So it's us that has to adapt, not the other way around.
Secretary of State John Kerry at the event's opening pointed out that there are now 500 dead zones in the world's seas where life simply cannot exist. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the State Department.
The Foreign Secretary of the Philippines has cautioned the United States against lecturing his government on human rights. This prompted a White House spokesman to urge all countries, especially allies, to uphold universal human rights. Speaking in Washington Thursday, Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yase called for mutual respect between his country and its former colonial power. The Foreign Secretary urged Washington not to give lectures on human rights as a condition for receiving American help. His appearance followed a string of controversial statements by new Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the president has made it quite clear that human rights will impact our relationship with the Philippines. Stocks fell in early trading in Europe on Friday, led by banks as Deutsche Bank shares tumbled following news that the U.S. Justice Department is seeking a $14 billion settlement over its dealing in mortgage-backed securities before the 2008 financial crisis. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.